Yeah, I just want to show you like a really beautiful idea about Torah. It's from the pasuk of Achol Kli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho Kol Asher B'Socho Yitma Va'oso Sishboru. So first of all, you have Ein Kli Cheres Metamei Ela Ma'avira. In other words, if something Tamei touches it on the outside, it's not Metamei. Okay, it's only Metame Me'avira. Okay. And then Rashi says, when you put something, let's say a sheretz, a dead sheretz, you put it into the kli, into the avir of the kli, so it's Metame the kli, and then the kli is chozer Metame Mashabavira. Okay. So Rashi says two Rashis later, Yitma lamadnu mikan dvorim harbe. Okay, all right, I'm not interested in the first one. The first one has to be, hechsher dvorim for toma, which is mayim. But then he says like this. He says va'od lamadnu rabosenu mikan she'ein vlad atuma metame kelim. Okay, so vlad tuma is not metame kelim. It has to be the Ava Toma, the primary Toma, to be Metama Kli. In contrast to, let's say, Ochlim. Okay. And he proves it for, how do you know it? From this Pasuk. Shekach Sheninu. Yachli Yehu Kol HaKeilu Metamim Me'avir Kli Cheres, Talmud Lomar, Kol HaSher B'Socho Yitma. Okay. Mikol ha'ochel, ochel metamei me'aver kli cheres. Ve'ein kol ha'kelem metamei me'aver kli cheres. Lefi shasheretz avatoma, v'akli shenitma mireno vladatoma. Lefikach ina chozer metamei kelem shebesocha. Okay? So that's first of all. So I was just thinking just one point, and then I'll get to the main point. You see, why isn't a kli metame kelim, right? In other words, a vlad atuma is not metame kelim. So it's like this. The answer is because the system of tuma works along certain logical human lines. So a kli is not a receptacle for another kli. Another kli is not something that belongs in a kli. So therefore, the Torah set it up that a kli is not metame other kelim. But since food is something that belongs in a kli, so now the kli will be metame food. Okay, that's one. Hold on, let's go further. Then he says, "V'lamadnu od she'sheretz shenofel la'avir hatanor v'hapas b'socho v'lo noga hasheretz papas." Okay, so you have a tanor, a kli, and inside is a loaf of bread, and the sheretz comes into the avir of the tanor. Okay, so now Rashi says, "Hatanor risham." Vahapash nia. Velo nomar roan a satan or kilum mulay tuma utehaya pas trila. Okay, and we don't know it. So when it goes like this, it's factually, when you put the sheretz into the tanor, so now the sheretz is metame the tanor. So the tanor is a rishon l'tuma. It's a Vlad Tuma Rishon. And then the Tanor, which is now a Kli that's Tame, is Metame what's Ba'aviro, which is the Pas. Now the Pas becomes a Sheni Latoma. He says, but you don't say, Velo Noma Rowan a Satano Ki Ilum Mole Tuma Uteya Pas Tchila. You don't say that when the Sheretz goes in, it directly is Metame not only the Tanor, but directly is Metame the the pas, right? It would be so that it would be the pas would be a rishon l'toma. Okay, so Rashi says he can't say that. Shemata Omer Kain. Hold on, what's going on here with this? These computers. Someone's still recording. Here it is. Okay, because Imata Omer Kain. Lo nismatu kol akelim elitame me'avira kloy cheres. Sherei tuma atzma naga behen migabon. Yeah, because if you say it's a direct transmission, right? So then it should be that when a kli is inside a kli, it should become tame. Right, because if you said that, so then it should be that when a kli is in another kli, and you put the sheretz in the avir of the bigger kli, the halacha is that we just proved that a kli is not mitame in another kli, but now it would be, because you'd be saying the sheretz is mitame the avir directly, and this thing is in the avir. So it should be tame, because it's directly becoming tame from the sheretz. Exactly, it should be a direct transmission, just like you say the sheretz being going into the avir of the kli is matame the bigger kli. If you were to tell me that the pas was a rishon, that means it's a direct transmission. It's as if the sheretz via the avir is directly being matame the pas. But no, the halacha is pas is shnia, and you have to say that, because if you didn't say that, then a kli besoch another kli should be mitame, because it's not the kli that's being mitame yet, it would be the sheretz directly. Oh, now, why is it set up this way? But the answer is, like I said before, because the answer is that when the sheretz goes into the kli, so it's relating to this thing called the kli. Now the kli becomes tameh. Now when the kli becomes tameh, it will be metameh that which it normally relates to, and is that which it is a receptacle for. But a kli in a kli is not an idea. That is not a normal adam thing. You don't take a kli and put it a kli in it. A kli is to hold other things, foods, mashkim. So you see that the whole system of tuma tahara is clearly not a system based on any kind of idea of a taboo. Because then all these rules shouldn't apply. The sheretz is just as much in contact with another kli as the kli it's being put into. There's no difference in its proximity. It's in the same airspace. All the things that should normally, if it was like some kind of spiritual disease, it shouldn't know differences between those cases. And the pas shouldn't be a sheni l'toma. It should be a rishon l'toma. Yes, I think you see it's like an amazing thing. And who, what human being would set up a system like this? Why? On the contrary, the human being would never make a distinction. You put a sheretz in the airspace, you're going to make a distinction between the bread that's right there, right by the sheretz, as opposed to the walls of the kli. Why would you do that? Who would think like that? On the contrary, you'd be more worried about the bread than you would be about the, from a spiritual disease standpoint, you'd be more worried about the bread that you're about to eat than the walls. You'd say, oh, the bread is definitely, don't go near that. That's, very tummy. or at least they're equal. But to say that it first goes to the kli and then it goes to the bread, and what kind of psychological, emotional logic would that be? Doesn't make any sense. But if you look at it not from a spiritual disease, but as a certain system of tumah tahara, then it works along very, very logical lines. It's a system. And then everything can be explained. Then you can understand it. And appreciate that it's not a human being who set this up. Another funny thing. If the sheretz touches the kli on the outside, it's not tameh. Because that's not the function of a kli. Tumah Tahara works along very specific lines. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's another like unbelievable thing. You're right. It touched it. How could it be this dead tumah thing touched the outside of the kli and it does nothing to the kli? And yet, if you put it in the airspace, it doesn't even actually touch it. Then it's tumah. It's metame. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No doubt about it. That's also a shocking thing. That you don't believe any primitive culture would set it up along those kind of lines.